Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 354 for Monday, April 18th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished higher on Monday, tracking gains in Chicago soy oil as well as gains in Malaysian palm oil. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $4 higher, with the May contract checking in at $479.20 a ton. That's up $2.30, while the July contract was $483.40 a ton. That's up $2. The soybean market in Brazil is under pressure as the political situation in the country has propped up the local currency. It also has created a climate of uncertainty for large commercial players. As well, poor weather in Brazil and Argentina has hampered those two markets' production of soybeans. Canada's lower-than-expected canola carryout was bullish, while excess dryness in some parts of western Alberta was supportive. Speculative buying was also a feature. However, the Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less attractive to out-of-country buyers. Large global supplies of soybeans cut into the gains. Losses in crude oil contributed to the declines. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was 2 to 3 cents higher due to currency issues as the U.S. dollar fell lower. The May contract was at $3.81 a bushel. Hot, dry weather in Brazil is threatening the country's corn crop. Meantime, wet weather in the U.S. Midwest is causing some headaches for farmers who are seeding, although it's not expected to keep them off the field entirely. Soybeans were narrowly mixed, with the May contract checking in at $9.54 a bushel. Prices rose to their highest point in 6 months early in the session before retreating. Weather issues in Brazil and the political uncertainty that is gripping the country has caused the Brazilian real to get to levels not seen in quite a while. The rain in Argentina is also cutting into that country's soybean production. Wheat was up 12 to 13 cents with the May contract at $4.72 a bushel. The market was supported by speculators who were getting out of short positions. There is also uncertainty over part of the U.S. crop. Some wheat is apparently underwater. The weaker American dollar comes as welcome relief to U.S. exporters. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets. Be sure to listen in at 12:40 for the closing prices. In Winnipeg for CFCW, I'm Dave Sims.